Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Tupac sniping Strava records, FKT controversies, and I head to the last Utah indoor-outdoor retailer show. As reported by San Francisco Marathon champ Jorge Maravilla on Twitter this week, it appears Tupac Shakur may be alive, well, and running in 2017. And apparently sniping Strava KOMs for fun. Maravilla reportedly received an email that Pac had taken down his downtown Tiburon San Rafael Ave to Tiburon Boulevard ramp crown by 18 seconds. Damn, Pac smashed it. Anyone else get knocked out? Although Shirts with Holes was the clear winner in summer ultra fashion after June's Western States 100, it seems Shalene Flanagan didn't get the memo. She was recently seen tuck and striding along a lake in a recent Instagram post. Rock it, girl. Speaking of Instagram, remember our story a couple months back about Under Armour's main account featuring not a single damn female? Do me a favor and check out the Instagram page for Under Armour. Yeah, their main account, as they do have several. The one with 3.2 million followers. Not a single woman to be found. Well, here is an update to that story. A recent article in the Baltimore Sun states a new global marketing campaign is underway, featuring five women Under Armour athletes called Unlike Any. Very cool, but there are still literally only five out of the past 50 plus Instagram posts on the main Insta account for UA featuring women. I continue to call bullshit on this, Under Armour. Where are the ladies at? Looking for a couple of impossible challenges to take your running to the next level? Here are a couple stories, some of the more fringe events in our sport. First, we go to Hong Kong for the Hong Kong Four Trails Ultra Challenge, consisting of four long-distance foot race trails strung together in a single 60-hour self-supported sufferfest. There's a new trailer for a movie featuring this event that just dropped. Beware the stairs.
And probably because they know how hard it is and how hard these individual trails are to do them one on their own, but to string them into one series of four really, really makes it hard.
The unique thing about the four trails, it doesn't have a blueprint yet, like on how you should do it.
To finish under the 60 hours is more about the mind, more about the psychology, more about stubbornness, just dealing with the pain.
If that doesn't speak to you, and I can say I've had my fair share of the Hong Kong stairs, how about Euphoria in Andorra? This one is right up my alley personally, and especially after hearing from inaugural race finisher Dina Feinhouse, who reports that 48 of the 90 teams finished the 145-mile race with over 65,000 feet of climb. This thing was so insane, three people were choppered out with broken legs, a couple with heat exhaustion, and a dude fell 50 meters down a grass wall onto Talus. Whoa, crazy, crazy. Sign me up. Got some FKT news this week. First off, some Utah 13ers in the news as three-time Barkley finisher Jared Campbell and Bud Luke Nelson knocked out the Uintah traverse of 60 miles and 22,600 feet of climb over gnarly terrain in 32 hours, 50 minutes to set a new best time.
This also just happens to include all of Utah's 13ers, all in one go, the highest mountains in the state. Stout boys. Anna Mae Flynn rung the maroon bells with a new ladies FKT of 5 hours, 36 minutes, 46 seconds. Is that 5 hours, 27 minutes, 49 seconds, according to Strava? Oh, now Peter Backlund, keeper of the FKT boards, just chimed in saying the time is 5 hours, 38 minutes, 29 seconds. I don't know. Anyways, congrats AM Flynn, killed it. On to the big one, folks. This also reported by FKT board keeper Peter Backwin that Dan Binti, aka Crazy Knots, climbed aboard the Katahdin Summit sign like a mother surfer, claiming the trail as his. He reportedly finished the Appalachian Trail through hike in 53 days, 23 hours, which would be maybe a self-supported record. No other news than this, but when we tried to look up Crazy Knots' tracker, no data points were received. All I can hope is Baxter State Park didn't find him too bad after standing atop that precious sign. We know they did worse to Scott Jurek for only sipping a little bit of champagne. After a short summer vacay, our Beast Coast correspondent, Jizzle Wizzle, is back, folks. Take it away.
Hey, Outhouse Nation, it's the Jizz, checking in from the Beast Coast. Hey, I've been on a couple week vacation here, but I'm back as a correspondent again. Man, we are just enduring an insane heat and humidity wave out here in the Beast Coast, making us all miserable for the most part. But, you know, we're getting through. You know, it's been a somewhat quiet scene here in the ultra world over the last week or so, with the exception of Walmsley and going on fire with his Strava assault. God, if you take a look at his downhills coming off Camp Bird and Kendall Mountain, the guy's just on fire. Well, we'll see what happens at UTMB when he gets going up against some serious competition over there in Europe. So hope you all are having a great summer, and Jam, great job at Hard Rock, and we'll see you next week. This is the Jizz from the Beast Coast.
Thanks, Jizz. Camille Herron has dusted herself off after her Western States DNF and is apparently training for the Leadville 100. This should be pretty interesting, as the very runnable course should hypothetically suit her very well. We'll just have to wait and see if any August snow falls over Hope Pass. Stoked for this. Ricky Gates is in the Central Valley of California, slamming double doubles and taking his sweet time finishing his transcontinental run, apparently lingering for a scheduled finish party to be thrown by Salomon, his main sponsor, on August 1st in San Francisco. Ricky has had plenty of time to make friends, including Ultrarunner podcast Eric Schrantz and his daughter Sunny, whom he is seen here playing a Jew harp for. Wait a minute. When I met Ricky in Utah last month, I spent 2 hours helping to mend his shade umbrella. Braille.
Good, how are you?
Just fixing my umbrella. It broke off here.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, with a big gust of wind, I knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Just to be gifted the most precious musical instrument, he said came authentically from Vietnam. Whoa, Ricky. You've been giving these out all over the country? Thought we had something special, man. Shoot. Well, anyways, Godspeed. Want a reason to get mad at me, Jam Jam? I'm heading to the outdoor retailer show in Utah. That's right, no boycotting for me. I'm diving right into the inferno to get the latest scoop on all things outdoor at the indoor Salt Palace Convention Center. Seriously, I have like one appointment set up, so if you're in the outdoor industry and watching this, please reach out to me and let's set up a meeting. We can talk about anything. It can even be indoor stuff. I don't care. I just want to make some friends. If you've been keeping track, this week's show marks episode 51 in a row, meaning next week will officially be our 52nd episode and wrap up literally a year of season 1 episodes. We haven't missed a damn week. No vacay for us. We've got some real special stuff in the works. If you haven't seen our very first episode, it was a literal shit show.
Oh. Woo! That's 4 beers, and here's the 4th news story, ladies and gentlemen.
And we hope to outdo it. Stay tuned for that and exclusive coverage of the Utah Swan Song of the Outdoor Retailer, because next year, we're headed to Colorado, bitches.
Got room for one more if you still want to go to Aspen.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or really want an appointment with Jam Jam at OR, tweet us at Mountain Outpost. Have a shitty week. Support this show by purchasing this pair of Jam Jam sunglasses. I'm getting a whole new shipment in this week, and the next round is going to be hella dope, bro. Smash the link. Missed out on the glasses again. Still support this show by purchasing a sick Mountain Outpost shirt, sticker, or mug. Seriously, smash the link. Subscribe and watch next week. Tell a friend. Pretty please. Thank you.
Thank you.